Hi everyone, welcome back to Sashay Away with Barry. I am here to talk with you about RuPaul's Drag Race Down Under, Season 1, Episode 7-ish, I think it's 7, entitled Talent Show Extravaganza, or as I like to call it, Rigamorous. That is what I thought of this episode. It was very, very overproduced. It is a talent show. But we will get into that once we start talking about it. As you can see behind me, I have the brand new all-inclusive pride flag. It keeps changing every year. They have added asexual into the corner, which you can see is the yellow triangle with the purple circle inside it. Then we have the trans flag. We have the black and brown stripes for our BIPOC people of color. And then the traditional pride flag in the red, orange, yellow, green, blue, and purple. So I have the new flag behind me, spreading it around, making sure people know about it's happening. Let's talk about this episode. We start off, obviously, we said goodbye to Maxie Shield. We see that she drew the M in her name and turned them into giant boobs because that is her signature with the breastplate. Maxie will be missed. She was missed this episode. I enjoy her on my TV screen. I would go see a show of hers because I think it would be completely entertaining. I wish she was around so we could see what her talent would have been. I'm not sure what it could be. I mean, she's a comedy queen. We had some comedy queens on this episode and they were not funny, that's for sure. I don't know what else to say about this opening. RuPaul comes in and we have a special guest this week, and that is Raven. She comes around and talks to each of the girls. But first we find out that Ketamine is, because she won last week's challenge, she gets to do the show order. And that is where we start off with our photos. If I can share my screen. So here is the show order. It is Karen, Art, Keita, Scarlett, and Electra. This is the order that she placed them in. We all know Scarlett wanted to go last. She said it immediately. And then a little bit later in the episode, we hear Electra talking to Keita privately, saying that she wanted to go last. I don't know if she really wanted to go last or if she just didn't want Scarlett to get her way. You never know. Keita, though, said that she picked her spot first. She wanted to go in the middle. Karen seemed fine going first. Art didn't care. She said, put me wherever you want. Scarlett was the only one that had an issue with this because she wanted to go last and didn't get her way. And then we also see that she spelled Scarlett's name wrong. I don't know if that was on purpose or a complete accident, but it added a little bit of entertainment to it. Like I said, we had a special guest in the workroom, and that is Raven, looking stunning in this blue dress. Her makeup obviously always looks flawless. That is why she does Ruse makeup. The wig is simple, but very Raven. Something easy for her to pack, I would assume, that she could bring with her. She did the workroom walkarounds with Ru this week. They didn't really talk much about what they were doing. I thought usually they talked to Raven about makeup, and that didn't happen on this, which I thought was weird. Electroshock flirted with her and got a little flustered just even speaking to her, so that was interesting. I read it online that Electroshock only followed one person on Instagram, and I believe it was Beyonce, but after meeting Raven, she started following Raven, so she now follows two, and I think we all know why after watching this episode. She was, like, so flustered talking to Raven. It was adorably cute. The meeting with Keita was very weird. She said that she was doing magic, and RuPaul said she hates magic, so there you go. That's always a bonus. And then they started talking about all these weird things about being insecure. It was so strange. It, like, came out of nowhere. And I'm not sure if it was just thrown in there to tell us that Ketamine was going to be in the bottom this week or she's going home this week. I don't know. It was just so strangely edited. But then they left she left laughing, so it was like totally bizarre. Just crazy, crazy editing. Karen is gonna do balloon animals. Great. I think that's funny. Rue says that she should try to dress sexy for once. We know this is never a good thing when Rue says this. She usually ends up sending the people home that week. Great. But she said that she brought one sexy outfit, so she will wear it while she's making balloon animals, apparently. Art Simone is going to be doing things with her mouth, and we know that Ruth Paul hates watching people eat. It is a known fact, and she is not shy about saying that. But Art is determined to show off her gigantic mouth, which she does indeed have. And Scarlett is going to do some pole dancing. I don't remember her meet and greet at all, other than they talked about her heels that she brought over her stripper boots. That's all I remember. So this is RuPaul's look on the runway. I do not like this dress. I think it's ugly. Yeah, her makeup looks really good. I don't understand the purple lip other than it's just like a little pop of color. She's got the green and yellow eyeshadow, some yellow earrings. The dress is just weird to me. It fits her really well. It doesn't come down far enough. You can see her shoes sticking out the bottom, which is never supposed to happen with a gown. Where are Raja and Raven to critique that? Because they do that for every other queen. And the wig is very basic. It's very simple. There you go. I don't like this look. But let's talk about some talent. So this is Karen from Finance's sexy outfit. She came out as a little dominatrix kind of woman and then made a balloon animal, which was a dog. And that was it. That's all we got. One animal. Look at all those balloons over there that she could have made stuff out of. We got one. It was dumb and I didn't get it. It would have been really funny if she just kept making, if she made balloon animals. I mean, she could have made five dogs. It would have been funny. I didn't get it. It was stupid. Next, we have Art Simone. And like I said, she was shoving shit in her mouth. She looks gorgeous. When she was standing behind that table, I was like, the wig is amazing. And then she came out and I was like, her dress is gorgeous. But all she did was shove food in her mouth. She shoved like a little tartlet first. Then she shoved these Twinkie things. I don't know what they were, some kind of cakes. And then the last cloche was empty. So she put her fist in her mouth. Guess what? I can put my fist in my mouth too. I'm not going to do it on RuPaul's Drag Race. I did not get it. It was dumb. Oh, so stupid. To me, it says, I don't really have a talent. So I'm going to do this. Next, we had Kidamine. I wish I could show you all the pictures. She did quick change magic. We know RuPaul hates magic, but really this was just kind of reveals is what I took it as. So the costumes were very simple, but they have to be for this. I mean, she literally changed four times. So she had five different garments on the stage. The last one was my favorite because I don't know how she literally just dumped confetti over her head and did the quick change while the confetti was falling. I know it was probably just like a ripcord that pulled the dress down, but I didn't see it. I thought it was fantastic. I thought it was entertaining. And I, so far of the three, she was the best one. And I think I was just excited because at least it was some kind of talent. She didn't make one balloon animal. She didn't eat things. Yeah, I don't know. I don't get it. But this I enjoyed. Then we had Scarlett Adams on the pole. I didn't know what to expect from this, and she killed it. She was really, really good. You all know that I am not the biggest Scarlett Adams fan, but this really was fantastic. She did so many tricks. She did it flawlessly. She did it perfectly. She did say at one point that she's the first queen to do pole dancing on here. That is not true. Shea Goulet did it on All-Star, the last season of All-Stars, I was going to say, whenever she was on it, but she was on the last one. She did pole dancing for her talent as well. It wasn't as good as Scarlett's, so she can hold that against her, but she was not the first. But she did a great job. Really, really, really difficult tricks that she did up there. Finally, we have Electroshock doing some modern lyric dancing. I enjoyed it. I do understand the judges' critiques that it wasn't very drag. I mean, she's wearing a dance dress, some simple hair, and some makeup. It doesn't read man in a dress to me still. It's a modern dance costume. So I appreciated that. The hair got very messy. Excuse me. The hair got very messy in it. And I thought that fit the song. Michelle didn't like that she wasn't wearing shoes. I think that was the biggest problem that they had with this, because modern dance, you usually do barefoot. So that is what they did not like about that, I guess. I don't know. On the runway, where category was "How's Your Head Piece," Karen from Finance came out as a giant poodle. I was very confused as to why she didn't bring out her balloon animal dog with her on the runway to be, you know, another little campy shtick thing. She could have done all five of them and like carried them on a leash or something. I don't know. Something a little more. This outfit is fantastic. The headpiece. I am a sucker for a headpiece. So you know I love that. But I think we're going to talk about headpieces in a little bit. I think I have separate photos of them, so we can talk about them more in depth. The outfit is cute. It's nothing great. It's a sequin dress, a little mermaid cut that doesn't flare out all the way at the bottom, but it just cuts off at the knee. It's cute. Her makeup is stunning in this. Michelle called that out on the runway as well, and she was correct. Her makeup is really, really good with this color. So she did a great job. There's the headpiece. I knew we were going to talk about it. And it is something special. It is so big. She had to duck in every doorway that she went through, even the runway. I think it's just the size of it that is so special. Because really it's just ostrich feathers, all over the place. And then she styled it to be the ears at the side for the poodle, with the little, bows on it. But what the hell is underneath that? I wonder if it's just like a cage that she put it around, because she wasn't having problems walking in it. It was certainly sturdy. So I wonder if it was just like, boning from a cage, for a skirt kind of thing. Whatever it is, it looks fantastic. I love, love, love this headpiece. Next, we have Art Simone, kind of giving you Mother Earth goddess thing. It's fine. I mean, the look is fine. It's a good look. I wouldn't boot it for any reason. Her eye makeup to me is very weird this week. When she was doing it during the workroom, I was like, I don't know what she's doing with her eyes, and they just look weird. I think it's the shape that she made for them. It doesn't work for me. But the dress is cute. The headpiece is lovely. We'll get into the headpiece on the next photo. I like that it's a sheer dress over the cage. She's done cages before. She made them in the design challenge. She made them out of the pool noodles. But it's a cute dress, and styled well. The headpiece is beautiful. These butterflies moved. I don't know how she did that, but they were fluttering, which was really cute. I enjoy that she made hair out of the greenery, although the judges praised that, and it kind of made me mad because they didn't like when Maxi Shield made hair out of yarn for last week, but they praised this for Art making hair out of this. I don't know. Maybe they just thought Maxi didn't make enough. The flowers look great. The butterflies are so cute and cool. The headpiece is gorgeous. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous headpiece. But I also feel like it's a headpiece that I could make easily. I do the Easter Bonnet Parade every year in New York City, and this is something that I could easily make. And maybe someday I will. Not next year, though. We're doing Disney. Next, we have Ketamine, and she is giving us Club Kid. I love this like aluminum plated little corset dress that she's wearing. The boots are perfect for Club Kid. The headpiece is super special. It's also made out of the same material, and then it has the LED tubing that she lit up on the stage. The white eyes make it super creepy, spooky. I think she did a great job. This look is so, so cute and so good. The headpiece, it's not the most out of the world headpiece, but I think it works well with her outfit. I think the LED tubing is super fantastic because she can fling that around like hair. I think she did a great job. This is another headpiece that I would wear. It's very futuristic, very cool, very club kid. And I appreciate that. Next, we have Scarlett Adams. She is giving us burlesque glamour. This look is gorgeous. The color washes her out just a bit. You can see it matches her a little too much, but I don't mind it for this look. I think it makes sense. It's almost a little wintry white, but the gold tints are really, really super nice in this. The fit of it is perfect. She could have gone really wrong with that, the ostrich feathers on her boobs, but she didn't, because usually it can make you look really, really heavy. It just gives her a great, great silhouette because she doesn't usually wear boobs. So it kind of actually filled her out a little more up there, which really, really helped. The headpiece is gorgeous. It is ostrich feathers with like this tiara crystal thing coming out of it. I didn't realize it was strapped around her chin like that. I wish that was a little more transparent so that we couldn't see that line so much. But she looks great. I mean, the wig underneath it kind of blends right in, which I think is ideal. She didn't really even need a wig with this, honestly, but she wore one anyway, so bravo to her. She did a great job this week. Finally, we have Electra Shock, and she is giving us Moulin Rouge with the swing. This is so fun and creative. The hat of the headpiece is simple, with the feathers coming out of it, but with the swing up top, it just adds this extra bit of pizzazz to it. I really, really appreciate. The one thing I don't like is the necklace. I wish it was a little longer and not so collary. I know that the collar hides a breastplate. She's not wearing one, so she doesn't need to do that. So I feel like it should elongate her neck a little more with it being down. But again, I think the look is super cute. It's a little campy, a little fun, and something that I appreciate from her. Like I said, the headpiece, it's very simple, except for the swing. The swing is really what takes it over the edge. Other than that, it's literally just a hat with some embellishments on it and some feathers off the top, which isn't a bad look. It's very showgirl. It's very Moulin Rouge. So I think she did a fine job as well. Our winner of though this week is clearly Scarlett Adams. She did the best in the talent. Her runway was great. I loved all these runways, so I tooted them all. I didn't think anyone did poorly on the runway this week. But Scarlett Adams was our winner. She won a merch package and $5,000. Not bad. So good for her. She is moving on to the finale next week. This is where it goes weird. And this is where I call rig a Morris, because these two should have been the bottom two based on their talent. Their talent was awful. It wasn't even a talent. And they should have been in the bottom two. This is where the production comes in. I know they want them in the finale, so they couldn't put them up against each other in the lip sync because they couldn't risk sending one of them home. But they could have put one of them in the bottom, at least, not send them both back to safety. It was wrong. I don't understand it. And it really, really made me mad that these two were safe. I didn't get it at all. That left us with Electra Shock and Ketamine in the bottom. Again, these two, their talent was not the worst at all. It wasn't at all the worst. At least they did something. So they should have, in my opinion, these two were the safe ones, and Art and Karen were the bottom two, but they put Electra Shock in the bottom. And that's when I was like, oh, they're just trying to get rid of her. And so that's when I thought, well, they'll just either put Karen or Art Simone in the bottom to lip sync against her, but neither of them are strong lip syncers. So they couldn't do that. So they had to put Ketamine in the bottom, which really, really was wrong. I didn't get it. I didn't understand it. It made no sense whatsoever. other than that these are the two last New Zealand queens. They are friends. Ketamine is kind of a mentor to Electroshock and also her boss. And so I think they wanted it to be a little bit of drama, and it didn't create that one bit. The song they did was Untouched by the Veronicas, who was the special guest via Zoom in the Untucked Lounge. I don't know much about the Veronicas other than they annoyed me. They did ask a bunch of shady things. I don't know if they were prompted to do that by producers or if they're just shady bitches, but that was entertaining to me. They kept asking stupid shady questions, and it was kind of irritating to the queens, which was even funnier. I don't know this song. I didn't know it at all. Electroshock said she didn't want to lip sync against Ketamine, so she started walking up stage, but then walked back in and said psych, because she's not going to give up that easily, and I appreciate that. I love the little stunt like that, but it did not save her, because Ketamine did a great job. She couldn't even move in these boots, but her lip sync was so, so good. She knew the words. She knew how to do it. She did what movement she could. Electroshock started out the song with her back to the stage, and I don't know if that was because she didn't know the words to the beginning or what, but we didn't see her face for like the whole first verse of the song. And I think that was her downfall. She did a split, which is her signature. She did only do one that we saw, but we didn't see much of her. We saw Ketamine for most of the lip sync, and that kind of determined that Ketamine was going to be staying. So we say goodbye to Electroshock. She won me over the season. She was my pick to go home first. Clearly she didn't. She made it to the top five. She was one spot away from the finale, and I appreciate her drag. Is it the best drag in the world? No, not at all. Does she have a long way to go? She does, but she is entertaining. She is great TV, and she is going to be a superstar, I think. Seeing one of her shows, I bet, would be fantastic. She is the dancing diva. I like that we got to see a different side of dancing to her on this episode. Bravo to Electroshock. She signs the mirror. Only one queen could beat me, and that is the winner of RuPaul's Drag Race Down Under. Shady, shady, shady message. Of course, that does mean that she thinks Ketamine is going to win the show, and I am hoping that she's correct. Ketamine is my pick to win. But are you Team Art Simone? No. Team Karen from Finance? No. Team Ketamine? Yes. Or Team Scarlett Adams? No. I'm clearly Team Ketamine. I think she deserves to win this season. I think she does the best drag of them all. Scarlett Adams has the most wins. She has won 3 challenges. Karen has won 1, which I believe was the very first episode, and Ketamine has won 1, which was last week's episode. Art Simone hasn't won a single thing, and she was brought back for no reason. Does that mean they brought her back to win? Who knows? Probably. I don't know. I don't want her to win. I don't get it. In my opinion, Scarlett Adams cannot win now because of the whole racism thing that was brought up. To me, she's there in the finale just because she's a good drag queen. And not that she doesn't deserve to be there, because obviously she's won 3 challenges. At least one of those she did not deserve to win, though. That's my opinion. I thought Maxi Shield should have won the design challenge. But I'm not on the show. I don't work on the show. So that was not the trajectory of her story. But I don't think she can win because of that race. If she does, it will just look bad for World of Wonder. Karen from Finance also has that racism in her background. It hasn't been brought up, but it is well known. But she just hasn't been very good on the show. Art Simone was sent home week 2, came back week 4. Why? We still don't know. Was it just to bring her back so that she could win the show? Because she hasn't been extraordinary. Her runways are great. Everything else is bad. Ketamine has been solid in every challenge. She has been great on the runway, and she is the best drag queen. I have said from the start that she's my favorite queen because she does drag. She doesn't do female illusion, which is what you get from Scarlett. She doesn't do, I don't really know what art. Karen has a character. Ketamine, I guess, is a character, but it's a drag character. It's full on drag. And that is what I love. I love a drag queen. I love a campy queen. So Ketamine is my choice to win. But next week is our finale, and they are doing a collaborate with RuPaul on I'm a Winner, Baby. I don't think that means that RuPaul is going to be involved in this, but maybe she will. I don't know. I don't know who's there in New Zealand with them to do it. But it's this season's runway song. We've been hearing it all season. I'm assuming they're going to have to write a verse for it like normal, and then do either a dance. Maybe they'll go back to the old way and do a music video. I think those are really, really fun. Who knows? I don't know. We'll see next week when it comes out. It is the finale. We have a top four. I didn't think that was going to happen. I thought we were going to have a top three. But that is it. We're done. The season is almost over, and just in time for All-Star 6 to start, of course. But that's that. If you want to toot and boot these performances, the talent, and the runway looks and the headpieces, you can go to my Insta story right now. I put it up last night. It is there at Sashay Away with Barry, SashayAwayWithBarry. Barry. That is Sashay Away with Barry on Instagram. In the Insta story, you can toot and boot all the looks, all the performances, and all the headpieces. So you can go do that now, or anytime until 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time today. That is Sunday. I am going to be watching Drag Race España today. Episode 3 comes out. I hope you're all watching that on whatever platform you can. In the United States, it is on the WOW Presents Plus app. I guess around the world too. I think in Canada. I don't know. I don't know where they are. Don't ask me. But that's what I'm going to say it's at. I don't know. That's all I have for you today. Again, my title of this episode is Rigor Mortis, because I think it was way overproduced. They had to get Art and Karen into the top four for somehow, and this was the only way they could do it. They also wanted to put Keita in the bottom because she's never been in the bottom, and she didn't deserve to be in the bottom. But now we know she can lip sync as well, so watch out. There's your winner of Drag Race Down Under, in my opinion. I don't have any spoilers, so that's not true. Thank you all for watching and listening. I will be back with you this week when David and Chris and I get together to do the official toots and boots for the episode. Thank you all. Bye.